So does Putin have blood on his hands with this plane crash?
Putin is responsible. If you want to use the expression blood on his hands, I would say yes. As a world leader, he has to know that when he transfers weaponry of this sophistication, which is so lethal, he has to be responsible for the consequences for that. An American died, so I would blame Putin for that. And I would also put responsibility on him for all of the others. He is the one who made the decision. If he had not transferred this equipment, it wouldn't have happened. And if he hadn't ordered the training of the secessionists to operate the equipment, it couldn't have happened. So, yes, in the world stage, he's responsible.
So, Congressman, what should the consequences be? What would you advise President Obama to do?
I was critical of President Obama yesterday for not being more assertive. I thought he was very effective today. I thought Ambassador Samantha Powell was extremely effective with the United Nations, and Americans have to come together behind the president on this. I think, though, we need very strong economic sanctions, stronger than we've had. And I have urged, actually, that we consider having sanctions on Aeroflot, the Russian-owned airline, the government-owned airline, and deny them access to our airports, and not just the U.S., we get our Western allies to go along with that, because that would have a real economic impact and also a tremendous symbolic impact. Putin is going to have to acknowledge that he is responsible for this. He's going to have to not only just make amends for it, but he has to, I believe, show that he's withdrawing all of this type of equipment from eastern Ukraine and have it back back into Russia. The OSCE to go in and for Russia to guarantee that they have safe passage in and out. Otherwise, the blood that Putin has on his hands is only going to be magnified. We can't go back to the old days of Stalin and Brezhnev and Khrushchev where something like this is covered up. We live in a very international world today, and we depend on commerce. We depend upon certain ground rules being observed, and one of them is that you don't shoot down passenger airliners.